Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more, I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
It's Football Friday, brought to you by Video Only, getting you ready for the football weekend.
There's glory in the legends of this hard muscle life.
This is a Football Friday edition of Dirt and Sprague.
And there's poetry in each season made of sweat and strife.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brandon Sprague.
All I know is, you mess with me, you got problems.
Football Friday on The Fan is brought to you by Video Only. If you don't, you'll be sorry. On 105.1 FM and 1080 AM, The Fan.
Hey, welcome back in. Hour number three, Dirt and Sprague here, Portland sports leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody. Hope your Fridays are off to a great start. It is the first official Football Friday of the season.
College, for all the football.
All the football in high school football.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. We got Nelson games tonight. Grant's playing their first night game. It's a big deal.
Hey, that's awesome.
First time the lights are up, they're playing a night game, so that's tonight. We got college football already in full swing. And after the last 2 days, hello, my sweet friend, the National Football League.
No doubt about it. A lot to get to. Can I ask you a quick high school football-related question?
Fire away. Yes, I was great in high school football.
I hadn't heard before.
You haven't heard that one?
No.
I rocked.
I checked the Cleveland Hall of Fame. You're not the 2007 player representative.
Check the tape, damn it.
My nephew is on the Nelson team, and they're mm-hmm. pretty good. They just destroyed Jesuit last week.
What happened to the Crusaders? Are the Crusaders falling off? Are they losing their fastball?
I want to be fair to the new coach and coaching staff, but damn, that's got to be tough to follow a legend and then have that result happen.
Are they getting out-recruited elsewhere? What's going on there, Jesuit? Huh? Are they losing their players to other schools? Now they know what it feels like?
There's no doubt high school football has become mini-recruiting. So they're playing at Oregon City. I have no idea if Oregon City's even good. What is the appropriate thing here? Because I told my wife, if Nelson's up 3 tutties or more, I'm leaving that game. My nephew's going to get on the team bus.
I don't think Oregon City's coming back. They were picked to finish last in the Three Rivers League.
Yeah, I think it's
okay. So if this is a halftime 35-0, see you later. Great job, Nelson.
I'm going home for the night.
Yeah.
I'm not staying 4 quarters for that.
Super underrated field, by the way.
It's weird. Doesn't it have like a weird crest in it?
It used to back in the day. I don't know if they got turf or whatever. Maybe they did. The setting of it, the stands.
It's really cool.
Oregon City's got a really cool football field.
Yeah, I think it's still got a crown. It's turf. Yeah. If they're still playing at the
but
old
it's still
high
crown,
school.
Right?
It's still crown. Yeah.
You got to have crown.
That stadium location's random, too, because I live
in
Oregon City.
It's up the hill.
It's on the hill, and like, it's just unassuming.
Yes.
It's like, oh, that's the stadium.
There it is.
There it
and
is.
It's
look
cut,
at that.
It's cut into the
it's
side
into
of the hill.
Hill.
It's a
yeah.
bowl down below.
Yeah, it's a very cool setting. Yeah, I think 35-0, you're saying. 35-point lead, even if it's like 42-7, whatever.
I'll
like,
be honest, if it's 28-0 at the first quarter, I'm
you're fine.
Probably dipping.
Now, does your nephew start?
No.
Don't you have to stay to watch? To
is he like a? Does he play in garbage time, or is he just like he's a reserve that plays throughout the whole game?
Yes,
yes to the latter.
I they played one game.
That's true. Yeah,
that's true.
He unfortunately suffered a really gnarly, awful knee injury his freshman year.
Yeah, mm.
So his recovery and stuff
it throws you off a little bit. Yeah, it takes a while.
Well, it said. I mean, he was a pretty good little player for them, and then he got that injury and. Yeah, it's been tough rehabbing for him.
Yeah, that would be the only caveat if they're up big of like if he's going to get in the game and do something big. Like, I want to see that part of it, but I'm with you. If he's playing in and out of the game and then they're kind of, you know, like it's 48-0 or whatever, like, all right, I'll see you later. I'm going to go start my Friday night. You can get home and watch Kansas-Missouri, man. Catch the end of that game. Let's go, baby. Little college football.
Ooh, the big one tonight, Central Catholic at Lake Oswego.
Ooh.
That appears to be the big matchup.
There is actually kind of a fun local story of Oregon has four in-state commits for the upcoming recruiting class, and that has not happened in like
not a long time. It's
forever.
Usually one or maybe two at most.
At most, and they're all different. There's one at West Lynn, one at Lake O, one at Central. They're all over the map.
One at Nelson.
One at Nelson, exactly.
He
so
had two touchdowns last weekend.
Yeah, the Garlington kid. So it's pretty fun that there's some in-state guys who will be staying in-state in that regard. So good luck to all the high school football players tonight as the season is in full swing. We have made it, ladies and gentlemen. Tomorrow morning, bright and early, unless there's a lightning delay.
You keep throwing this out.
That there could be a lightning delay?
You just keep saying, like, what are we going to do if the game is delayed to 12:30? And I'm like, why would it be delayed 12:30?
How long was the Clemson LSU game delayed?
That was 2 hours.
At least 2 hours.
Well, have you checked the weather today?
I have not looked at the weather yet today.
Look at it.
I know that as of yesterday, a 40% chance of thunderstorms.
97 and clear.
Okay.
That's what it says on my Apple thing.
Okay.
Well, I'm waiting. We do have boots on the ground over there now.
There is no, so it's 11 their time.
Do you trust your weather app?
Well, I don't know if I do. I'm just telling, like, there's literally no clouds shown at all.
We're told
in Stillwater.
that
I think it's shifted.
Okay.
Yeah, they got their own.
I mean, the system's moved.
We've moved the system.
The jet stream has reacted. El Nino is here.
El Nino or La Nina?
Hey, how do you think Oregon's going to handle the heat, huh? How are they going to handle that heat? You got to hydrate. Lanning's been asked that all week.
Hydrate.
You got to do anything differently?
Pickle juice?
Like,
you
the weather's the juice? Weather in Eugene. What do you want me to do? Like, I can't turn the Mo Center up to 105 degrees.
It's hot here, man. So, I don't know if the weather's going to play a big impact.
I think they'll be all right. A lot of these kids grew up in Texas. I think they've known what the heat feels like. But Oregon did not have a up-to-standard performance in week one. They win. Statistically dominate. Points not dominate. 31-24 or whatever. 34-27, whatever the final ended up being. What are we looking for this week from the Oregon Ducks? And how much of a win should how many points do they need to win by to satisfy my appetite?
30.
30-point win?
Oklahoma State's terrible. I'm not playing this whole, like, you never know the response. They lost, like, soundly to Tulsa.
24-10, I believe, was the final.
What are we doing here?
If you can only score 10 points on Tulsa, you shouldn't score against
There's
Oregon.
Not a world that exists for me where Oklahoma State loses by 10 or less. And if there is, we're going to have a real conversation about...
like we did 2 years ago.
Well... Yeah, to be honest, Oklahoma State's awful. I think Boise State's better than Oklahoma State.
Oh, I agree with that completely.
I think Eric Morris, I don't know if he turns it around, if Mestemaker gets better as the year goes on. That was a disaster. His press conference, I pulled some cuts from it yesterday. Like, I know where we're at, and I know Oklahoma State fan needs to hang with us. Like, they're a disaster right now.
It didn't look good in week one.
And that rebuild isn't as simple as new coach, new quarterback, you're good. This is going to take a year or three.
It is hilarious how quickly the tune has changed because they were absolutely a darling pick going into the season of like, look at that. Mestemaker lit everybody up in North Texas last year. They got this hot up-and-coming coach in one game, and it's like, these guys blow.
If you're up 40 and it's literal garbage time and they score to make it a 27-point win, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be... absolute domination. You don't need to be 69-3. You need to dominate this game. The defensive line needs to wreck them the way Tulsa's did a week ago. I don't think there's any world where you're happy if Oregon goes on the road and beats Oklahoma State by like 7-10.
Here is Eric Morris on the Oregon defense, which should have a good day tomorrow.
I think they're edge rushers to start with. I mean, you got two guys that have played that much football and long and aggressive and get after the passer, set the edges, in the run game. I think their interior D-line, they have so much experience up front, and they're starting four guys. And I think they defend the pass. I think they're physical. On the back end, have a safety transfer that I think's getting into it. Lost a safety that was a really good player last year. It's hard to look at tape, especially from last year. We don't have a huge sample size yet from this year, but obviously they're fast. They react. They tackle well. They create a bunch of issues.
And here is Eric Morris on Oregon's quarterback, Dante Moore.
Yeah, he's good. This team's full of good players, right? And I think, obviously they've done a phenomenal job of building this thing. I think, this is year five for Dan and done a phenomenal job of putting pieces around him, too. I think when you looked at it collectively and the resources and the investment and what they've been able to do there consistently, right? Going to two back-to-back college football playoffs, winning some games last year. He has a really smooth stroke. I mean, the ball gets out fast, quick release. He's accurate. He's athletic. I think a full package guy and somebody that I think is going to play football for a really long
full
time.
Full package, smooth stroke.
How's your stroke?
Not full package, I guess.
Is it smooth? You guys got smooth strokes?
I mean, like, I don't mean, like, I don't have, I didn't have a takeaway. I was wrong on the picks we made on Oregon Boise State. But also, like, okay, Boise State, respectable program, all that, whatever. You can have your criticisms or questions after the game. That's fair. This whole, like, abandon Oregon in a big game, abandon Oregon in the playoff, it's nonsense. I know fans, some of you were upset that your team didn't win by 40 against a power, a group of six team, all that. I think if you have a level head about you, you didn't overreact. You didn't lose your mind. You want to see things cleaned up. I said it on Monday or Tuesday. I'll say it again. It may have been the best thing. Dan Lanning wanted to dominate that game. They didn't. So he gets all this film to talk to his team about, get their heads out of the you-know-whats, get off to a better start. This should be domination Saturday, and there's no world that exists for me going into it where it isn't.
Yeah, I think two things can be true simultaneously. On the one hand, I do think Oklahoma State will be better throughout the course of the season than what they showed last weekend. Like, they have 70 new players. It's the first game that they've played. Tulsa's obviously not a very good team, to my knowledge, or a tough place to play. They laid an egg, and it was a horrible start for them. I'm not also going to look at that and think they're going to go winless this year at 1-11, right? There's something there. Mestemaker is still a good quarterback, while also simultaneously acknowledging this is a game you need to dominate. It should be over at halftime. So
yes,
both things can be true simultaneously. I'm not going to look at that game and say Oklahoma State will be dog-ass all year, but also there is a massive talent gap and Oregon should blow them out. And what's unique about this one for me this weekend is that the last time Oregon did this to start a season, we all made the same. Everybody panicked, right? It was Idaho, it's Boise State. Oh my God, what's going to happen here? And then they went to Corvallis and they settled in and they dominated Oregon State. And then they went on the road to UCLA and they dominated UCLA. And then they got ready for Ohio State to come to town. That was their first big game of the year. Oregon's first big game of the year is at the end of this month. Now, I don't know how people feel about USC. They looked okay in week one, more dominant in week two. I don't know if Fresno State's ass. Like, I don't know how to parcel through that. But that's your first marquee game of the season, is on the road at L.A. This is your last chance to warm up for it, because you got Portland State next weekend.
And that's a nothing.
And that's a practice. Yeah. It's a scrimmage. Yep. It's a spring game would be get you more ready for the USC
three
game.
Three quarterbacks or more might play in that game.
Yeah, it's ludicrous. It's dumb. Those games shouldn't exist. It's the same thing we said with Miami from last night. And so that's what makes this one a little more interesting, where the Boise game a couple years ago, when you struggled in week two after struggling with Idaho, when we all went into week two saying, oh, this is the week you clean it up, Dan's going to light India, and then they needed a kickoff return just to win the game, they still had more games against better competition to just kind of work out the kinks and figure out who they were and find their identity. And then they were able to beat Ohio State in middle of early of October, whenever that game was. This is your last tune-up. And so there's a lot, like my laundry list of things to clean up and guys who need to play better is pretty long.
No doubt.
A lot of it's pretty simple. Hey, yeah, let's catch punts. Let's not field punts inside the 5-yard line. when a team is trying to get you to jump off sides to get a shorter fourth down, don't jump off sides. You know, just let them clap. They're not going to run a play. You'll be okay.
Get to the quarterback better.
Get to the quarterback better. Shut down the run on first down. Like, yeah. You know, there's a long laundry list of things. I will single out one guy, though, who was just incredibly disappointing for me in week one. And this is always the challenge, I think, when guys come back, as you assume, or your head goes to a place of, oh, he'll get better. He's going to get, you know, X amount better from last
year.
Tends
to be a dangerous thought for us in football.
And it's not always a guarantee. Some guys are, they're just the same guy. That doesn't mean they're a bad player. They're just, there's not some other level that they can get to. And I have questions in certain regards about some of their guys that came back in that way. Amari Washington is not one of them. Amari Washington had a very good shot at being a first-round pick last year.
Still projected in the top 16 in most mocks.
Dante Moore was the biggest surprise to come back because he was the quarterback. Amari Washington was easily number two. He had the jump-off sides play. There weren't a lot of impactful plays in terms of pass rush where it felt like he was collapsing the pocket for the other guys. He had a moment where he broke into the backfield and should have had a 3 or 4 yard loss for a TFL in the run game, and the running back slipped through his hands and ended up picking up 6 or 7. There weren't a lot of standout plays for him in game one. The one thing I know about Oklahoma State, I know they can sling the rock and Mestemaker can be a good quarterback, all that. They have 5 transfers on the offensive line who had never played a game together until last weekend.
And it looked it.
Tulsa was able to handle them up front. They only averaged about 3 yards a carry, and Mestemaker was under pressure the entire game. Said it last week, say it again. This is the kind of game your defensive line should just simply take over. They're going to do a lot of screen nonsense. It's going to be a lot of sideline to sideline, neutralize the pass. Like, let them, dude. Let them throw bubble screens. Go make a tackle. It's 2nd and 8. Good luck. Like, that should be an easy recipe to stop. And so he's the guy that I circle. Like, other guys had standout moments. Even Mateo, who I didn't think was great, had a sack or a couple of TFLs, that kind of stuff. Amari's got to play better. D-line's got to play better. If they do, this game's over at halftime.
Yeah, I thought Wyatt was probably their best defensive lineman last week.
Only played 7 snaps.
But he has a club on the hand thing, so we'll see what that's going to be this week.
Should probably be illegal.
I mean, you know, you're not giving me a, like, it needs to be a point thing, and I think that's fair, but I also think if you're checking off a laundry list of your these notes you're making, I mean, they're probably going to do the point thing anyway, right? So, like, let me...
We know how it looks. We know what the performance should look like, whether it's they win by 45 or 38 or 28 or whatever the case. We know what the performance looks
like. How
did
you feel about their safety?
He was good in spots.
Yeah.
I thought he was...
they picked on him a little bit.
His coverage on the fourth down tight end completion, that was a hell of a throw and catch. Give credit to Boise there. I also didn't love his technique in the coverage. Like, he didn't really, I don't know, he seemed like he thought maybe it was a run play and he was kind of stopping and then the tight end beat him across his face, which you don't want to have happen. And so he was fine, but nothing that was like, oh my God, that's a first round talent from game one at least. Time to tell on it.
And sometimes those are the margins between, do you take that step as a team at the end of the year because this guy came in and filled exactly into that role, or was the last guy truly better and he ended up getting picked by Chicago? I do look at the defensive line, and you're fair to call out Washington. I just add, man, like, that offensive line struggled, and I expect them to play better and to have bigger schemes of how to chip certain guys.
Right.
The defensive line was lackluster to start that game last week against Boise State. I would say largely just guessing. That's where most Duck fans were surprised of, like, whoa, they're getting us. And I think this weekend when you see Oklahoma State come off of a game like that against Tulsa, okay, like, here's your chance. Feast or famine, man. Like, where are you going with this?
How good do you want to be, man?
You need to make that impact. And I think it's an important note of, like, you play Portland State, that's an absolute nothing burger game.
And then it's USC.
So, like, are you truly going to be ready to go down to SoCal? We know the team, the talent, the coach. I think they all get up for those games. So even if they don't win by 30 or whatever,
doesn't mean you're going to lose that game. It just would make me feel better going into it if you blow out Oklahoma State the way you should.
I think seeing the defensive line wreck Oklahoma State the way we thought they would against Boise, I think that's an important note and thing to check off.
I'm really excited to see what Stewart looks like back for another game. I mean, you know, he had a lot of rust, I thought, in week one of, you know, obviously the punt drops. I thought he had a moment where he should have scored a walk-in touchdown, but he didn't trust his speed in the open field. And so just seeing how he kind of works off that rust after not playing in a game in a year and a half is a storyline for me. Oregon and Oklahoma State pregame show, 6 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Oh, what time you got to wake up?
Bright and early.
What time you waking up?
I mean, probably 2 a.m. I'm going to be so juiced for Oklahoma State.
Who does Wes Lynn play this weekend?
Westview, I think he said.
They're not very good.
Yeah. They're not good?
No.
Boy, that's going to be tough for Anthony to turn and burn from a high school game.
It's a quick turnaround.
To 4 a.m. wake up.
You know what? I might get up and
Storm Chase and be with him.
Yeah. Swag's going to get up with us.
Oh, are you Swag?
Yeah, he's ready to go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's going to be up. We'll be all right.
We do the weirdest thing where we can't talk about the
Hey, 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 hey. 6 a.m.
That's a live studio audience.
You be there, damn it.
Why do they laugh the same every time?
What's it the same track every time? Oregon, Oklahoma State, 9 a.m. tomorrow, the first of hopefully the only 9 a.m. game, but also very unlikely it's the only 9 a.m. game.
Know.
Illinois got 9 a.m. Big Noon kickoff written all over it. So there you go, Oregon, Oklahoma State. Let's go to Corvallis. Does Joey McGuire know who the quarterback is for Oregon State? And we just talked about how dominant does Oregon need to look in order to, kind of appease you as a fan. What do Beaver fans want to see tomorrow, man? A pleasant surprise last week. What do we need to see in week two? We'll dive into Oregon and Texas Tech next. 105.1 FM, The Fan.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
All righty, welcome back in. 8:29. We'll take a look at the rest of the slate in college football. Juicy little slate tomorrow. The 9 a.m. window is pretty good, and we have a coach taking shots at his opponent going into the game this weekend.
Give you a hot take, man. I am looking forward to the good games, the action. The feeling I'm going to have in my pants and my plums.
Deep in your loins.
When that red zone clock is ticking down with a minute and a half left. And
7 hours of not commercial free football.
Can't even get through it anymore, man.
Don't you worry. The entire final hour will be all NFL, all full preview, and we have not mentioned it enough.
Yeah.
Today is the official beginning.
It is.
Of Spragging the Line.
Well, some of us have already gotten a push.
You did.
You should have had a win.
I kicked myself. I gambled it on my own, but I went back and forth. There were a couple other games I liked a little bit more. I loved the Niners last night, though. It's just a good matchup for them. And the Rams traveling did not make any sense. So,
it was funny because we were texting pretty actively during the Pats Seahawks, and then nobody was texting at all. And I was like, this is odd. So I sent a text late. Dirt should have bet the Niners or like, should have sprayed the line on the Niners.
Where's and then the we chat at, man? I mean, the game was – it kind of got out of hand there in the third late. You know, it's like, all right, this thing's over. They're not – the Rams can't move the ball right now. They're not scoring 21 unanswered points.
It was a pretty terrible game overall.
Not a great game. Unless you're a 49er fan, then you loved it. So we'll get to the entire NFL slate, I promise, coming up in the final hour of the show, a full week one preview. And we will spring in line, so get your fake sponsors in, 503-864-6326. That's coming up about an hour from now. But your Beavers tomorrow night. You know, it's interesting for your little primer. I'll give you a tease for the next segment. Good early window.
Mm-hmm.
Bit of a dud in the middle of the afternoon. Not a lot going on. Mm-hmm. And then it picks back up again in the late window around the 4:30 primetime games. And you are playing in the primetime window tomorrow. Let's start with the question of, does Joey McGuire know who the quarterback at Oregon State is?
I said, you got to be disciplined watching this film. Because it was 26-20, I think, in the fourth quarter. You know, I really like the quarterback from Oregon State.
Yeah.
He pushed the ball downfield through for 387 yards against a really good defense. You know, Houston's they play really good defense. So that really showed up, you know, and caught our attention that we're going to have to do a good job. Number one, getting after the quarterback and doing a good job in coverage.
Got to get after the quarterback. Did a good job.
I don't think he knows.
Stood out to me. Threw for 387 yards. Did we give him a few extra? I think we maybe gave him a few extra.
We did, yeah.
But you'll allow it. I'll take it. As we go into Oregon and Texas Tech, or excuse me, Oregon State, Texas Tech tomorrow, clearly the toughest game an opponent on their schedule. They surprised some and hung tough with Houston. It's a one-possession game in the fourth quarter. What are we hoping for tomorrow at Research?
One, I'm hoping for a great atmosphere.
Yeah.
And I don't say this to be judgy. I'm not going down to the game, so who am I, right? But, like, when you talk about narrative-based things, Oregon State's big deal right now is fan support, health of the program. Well, the coaching staff, even though they lost, has a lot of people feeling pretty positive.
Mm-hmm.
This is... I'm not really sure it's close. It's the best home game you're going to have all year in terms of an opponent coming to town.
Not even a debate.
You know, you may not win this game. It may end up getting ugly. But I really want to see how full Reeser ends up being. I'm going to text some people that are at the game. Like, yo, what's it really like if I can't see it on TV?
Yeah, because sometimes all the angles don't show you the full picture.
But for me, it's pretty simple. I don't have a lot of faith they're going to keep this close. I think Texas Tech, I have a lot of respect for their defense and their pass rush.
Mm-hmm.
Come out the gate and swing early. Like, come out the gate and hit them in the mouth once.
Take your shots, dude. They did that early in the game last week.
Be aggressive and just hope to God they don't destroy Braden Atkinson, because that offensive line performance I thought last weekend was pretty abysmal. And if that's the same performance you're going to get, it's going to be a very tough, long, brutal day where Oregon State fan probably empties out the stadium about early fourth quarter and goes home. I just hope early you put a little juice into the game. That's all I'm asking. Anything more than that, I think you're being kind of a fool because Texas Tech's offense is not great. I think they're going to have a two-quarterback thing going a little bit. But I'd like to see the offensive line play a lot better and come out the gate with a little bit of juice.
Okay, Swag, what do you want to see?
Yeah, I think, can they sustain drives and not have a bunch of three and outs? Or, you know, can they figure out how to run the football a little bit so it's not third and eight all the time? Because that's not going to work, where they can just pin their ears back and go.
Yeah.
And then, you know, defensively, like I said, Texas Tech, they got a lot to replace on that side of the ball, so they didn't look great in their – I know they scored 33 points, but
– it's Abilene Christian.
Yeah. So, I think it's really, as he said, on the offensive line, can they give them a little bit of room? Can they sustain some drives to hold the football so the defense isn't on the field the entire game? And if they do those things, I think – they'll keep it reasonable. They may lose by three touchdowns, but, you know.
Is there a world that exists where you lose? I'm just asking this. Is there a world that exists where they lose by three or more touchdowns and we're coming in Monday with this whole, like, feel-good loss thing?
I think if the quarterback plays well, I'll have a feel-good loss to it. If he plays well against this defense, there is nothing on your schedule that will compare to that the rest of the way. And if he can handle this pass rush,
well,
and
Boise State's going to be a tough one.
I'm not saying Boise State's not going to be tough. We just saw that last week in Eugene. I certainly acknowledge that. They don't have four NFL guys at the front of their defensive line the way the Texas Tech does. They maybe have one, maybe two, one and a half,
something
like that.
Well, I think if it's 42-21, I'm feeling okay. If it's 28-3, that's more of a problem.
Yeah, it's interesting when you look at Texas Tech's game last week, and I went back and watched a condensed version of it this week because I couldn't see it live. They didn't have a single explosive run over 15 yards the entire game.
Their offense was abysmal. It was not great. For their standards against that team.
Hammond had 298 passing yards, and you're like, all right, that's fine. But he threw a pick as well. They only had 26 points, I think, going into the fourth quarter against Abilene. It's Abilene Christian. Like, this isn't a playoff contending team that they're playing. So that's the unique part about it going in. The biggest key for them offensively is just not putting your quarterback in a position to get decapitated. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't, if you live the entire game in 3rd and 7, 3rd and 8, 3rd and 9, 3rd and 10, he's going to get killed. And I don't care how good or bad he is, he will not survive that because they got a great pass rush and your offensive line, I would argue, is probably subpar. I think you could probably take some notes. Their game plan was already in, but similar to what San Francisco did last night, like looking at the Rams, you see, all right, Myles Garrett on the edge. Jesus, how are we going to block these guys? And one of the Niners come out, they screened him to death early in that game.
Yeah, they let him come in.
Let him come in, dump him behind. Yeah. And some of them worked, some of them didn't work, but it just was to keep him on, not just stand your quarterback back in the pocket, in shotgun, here comes the two edge rushers teeing off on him. We know they're going to throw the ball, and you're going to get beat up that way. And so being creative on early downs, finding ways to stay ahead of the chains, those would be really key things. I'm curious to see how Oregon State's defense looks. I mean, you look at the game last week, they had given up 26 points. I thought they held tough a couple of times in the red zone, forcing field goals instead of touchdowns that would have let the game get a little more out of touch. And then the last score that they had Houston had was just a jump ball to a wide receiver, essentially, on a big play. And it was good defense. Guy just came down, made a hell of a catch. And so I wasn't that alarmed with what you look like defensively. I think you're looking for a competitive game to the point where what you started with hopefully ends up having an impact and feeling like we spent our money wisely. And that is, I hope the crowd is good, and I hope the team gives them just a semblance of hope. And at any point, hey, it's a 10-point game at halftime. We're not getting blown out. All right, let's see what we got here in the second half. Keeps you around, makes you want to come to more games down the road. Mm-hmm. That would be the biggest win. If your quarterback plays well and they just give you a glimmer at any point outside of the first couple possessions of the game, I view this one as a win. Anything more than that, dude, cherry on top. You pull off an upset or you're one-score game in the fourth quarter again.
I mean, storm the field.
By all
game.
Means, dude. Then, yeah, Jamarcus Shepard, build a damn statue for him. I'm okay with that. But outside of that, like, just be competitive. There was a great article from Crepia this week on Atkinson, their quarterback.
Yeah, I saw that. That was good.
And it was just like, man, he's an easy cat to root for. He's an undersized kid, smaller level high school. Nobody really paid attention to him coming out. He goes to Mercer of all places. You're like, all right. And then he has a really good year, and then not a lot of big name schools are calling him. So Oregon State, all right, that seems like it would fit. It just, he came away in the profile of him as somebody who's going to be very easy to root for. And in a lot of ways, fits the identity of the university, the culture, and the football program like a glove.
A lunch pail kid who's lunch earning pail, his way through it. Yeah.
Counted out, undersized, not given a puncher's chance. Oh, yeah? Let me show you what I can do. And it felt like a match made in heaven. So he certainly exceeded my expectations in week one. I thought he was outstanding. And now we get to see what he can do against probably the toughest defense he'll face all year.
Yeah, and the reason I'm a little negative in terms of what the final result may be, it's just like, it's the lack of the run game. And if you could get that going in any way Saturday, you're going to have a little bit of a puncher's chance. I'm not expecting it. I picked against him in our picks yesterday, and I'm going to wait and see. His composure's great. He doesn't seem to get, too rattled by the ups and the downs of everything. He's kind of even keel. And when you look at the defensive side of the ball, I'm glad you brought that up. I don't view Texas Tech's offense all that much better than Houston's.
No.
And I thought their defensive front struggled a little bit on the ground.
I
kind of expect that. But not breaking. It's the bend, don't break thing, right? And maybe this weekend they will break. But this is a chance for that side of the ball to maybe keep them around and linger into the game second quarter. Oh, in the half, 17-7. Oh, okay, we got a little bit of a game here. If you can do that, man, I think you can walk away with a multi-score loss, and you're not bragging about it, but you're like, all right, 0-2, But now you got Montana for a late kick.
Now it gets easier.
Now you get into the conference, and you mention it. Utah State looks terrible. Fresno State, I have no clue. There's so many question marks in your conference. And maybe you're going into that thing despite being 0-2, like, dude, we keep operating and building the way we are. We can find ourselves in the conversation near the top of the conference. I don't think you're Boise State.
No.
But maybe at the top of the conference.
I'm with you, man. I can't wait. I'm excited to see how it looks tomorrow. I'll have the Texas-Ohio State game on the big screen, the Oregon State-Texas Tech game on the iPad. Excited. It should be a great day of football. And speaking of that, we will get to the NFL at 9 o'clock. I promise. Get your fake sponsors in for Sprague in the Line. 503-864-6326. One more quickie on the college football slate. Some under-the-radar games and one coach talking trash. And then we'll move on to the NFL top of the hour. Back after this on the Fan.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers, and someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money, and most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game-time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over a million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We Share Health. We got you.
All NFL, all final hour. Get your fake sponsors in. 503-864-6326. We will spring the line coming up. at 9:30.
Hold it.
Hold it, sorry.
Hold it. Up. Hold it.
Troy.
sorry. My bad.
Waiting all day.
See Tirico throw out the first pitch in a Mariner game?
I did see that. Yeah. When they're in Seattle getting ready to call the opener.
Do you clap? Or do you not care?
I don't know.
Or are you like, ah, Mike Tirico?
Am I in my seat at that point?
Yeah, let's say you're in the ballpark. You've got your dog. You've got your beer. You got your nacho. Whatever. You're seated.
If I'm holding food, I'm not putting it down to clap. If I'm not holding food.
Little golf clap.
You're not holding food.
All right.
I'll give you that.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for coming.
Tirico, what's up?
Who of the NFL broadcast do you not clap for?
Tom Brady. Actively boo.
Come on.
You're a big star!
I don't think they would have Brady thrown.
You're
out.
Right. He beat him in a Super Bowl. I don't think they'd ask for him.
No,
I think
they
they'd
not.
Be. What? Joe Davis.
Joe Davis.
Or Kevin Burkhardt.
I'd cheer for Kevin Burkhardt. I'm
would
a big
you?
Kevin Burkhardt guy.
Okay.
Joe
Davis.
Buck?
I'd cheer for Joe Buck.
Now, Joe Buck gets booed in Seattle. They
he does.
Hate him.
Well,
yeah, they
I mean,
banned him. They want a band.
Him and Aikman were biased against the 12s. Let's start a change.org petition so he can't call Seahawk games anymore because that's how that works.
Yeah. Collinsworth? What are you doing with Collinsworth?
Same as Tirico. Unless it's Jack, then I boo. Get a key!
Guess who's hosting the PFF podcast?
This is going to be difficult to guess. Let's see. Pro Football Focus.
Yeah.
Who has an ownership stake in that? I believe Chris Collinsworth does.
You're right on that.
So let's see. If there's a Pro Football Focus podcast. I mean, you could give it to anybody who's been around the NFL a long time. Is it Zach Herbstreit?
No.
Oh, dang it. No. It must be Jack
Nor
Collinsworth.
Is it the other
Nor is it Peter Herbstreit.
Backup quarterback at Michigan.
Peter
the dog hosted.
Peter, hey, Peter.
It's only a matter of time until that dog does have, like, a college football podcast.
What are we going to do if that dog takes a dump on, like, a logo on a field, and it's, like, a runny dump? Because those aren't, anybody who owns a dog can tell you, those are not easy to pick up.
I don't
up.
Think he's at midfield. I think, if anything, it's happening in the press box.
He's taking a dump in the box.
All of a sudden, you've got
Fowler's up
Fowler's
there.
Like,
get me back to tennis, man.
What happened here?
Peter.
McEnroe doesn't bring his cat in.
Peter. Well, tomorrow is, I'll tell you, a juicy little slate for me tomorrow. I think there's
I'll
some
tell you what, man.
I'll tell you what, man. Let me throw games at you, and I want you to rank their, like, interesting meter.
Right.
0 to 10 on the interesting meter.
Okay.
So we already did the local schools. We can get them out of the way. Another game at 9 o'clock in the morning. Dille Dille is heading on the road to play Texas A&M. It's the 9 a.m. game on ABC. They're getting 14.5, so a big spread. Where's the 0 to 10 interest meter on Arizona State at Texas A&M?
It's a 9.
A 9 out of 10 for you.
It's debatably the most underrated game of the entire weekend.
It's a good, I mean, that's a nice little ball game right there.
I don't know if ASU is the real deal Holyfield, but nobody talked about them preseason. They won the conference and the playoff top 4 seed 2 years ago.
Yep.
He's looked at as the whiz kid, the wonder boy, and there's no fanfare for him outside of his own fan base. So he's going to Aggieland now.
Yep.
Who, you want to talk about scores that aren't representative. They were a struggle bus in week one. They eventually pulled away and won
in dominating
fashion. I think
it was 9-0 at half against Missouri State.
And that
was ugly.
It's week one. It's not going to be pretty for everybody. I understand that. But A&M's coming in with the playoff pressure over a 2-touchdown favorite. You might be primed for an upset. Could be a lot to ask for from Kenny Dillingham, but
yeah.
I'm giving it a 9 because if A&M loses early and it's to a Big 12 team at home.
Oh, it's a killer. They're done. A&M's,
yeah.
A&M's toast if they lose tomorrow.
Yeah, so I'm going to go 9.
Okay. Swag, agree?
7.5-8.
7.5-8? Okay.
I'm not all the way in on that one yet, but definitely that'll be – I'm actually more interested in the start of the Oklahoma-Michigan game.
Well, that's
just
next on my
to
list.
See –
Well, you're jumping the shark.
Shark. I just was asking game one here, okay?
That could flip-flop easily at halftime.
Well, I'm going to have the Oregon game on the big screen, then I'll have the quad box on the iPad, because there's a lot of 9 a.m. games that I am interested in. And next is Oklahoma-Michigan. That's the big nooner tomorrow. Bryce Underwood doesn't know that he might get benched, even though he sucks butt. Kyle Whittingham says, I don't hate my rival, and I should have lost to Western Michigan. And here comes Brent Venables, interest meter in Oklahoma-Michigan tomorrow.
Out of a respect for an Aussie reporter and my favorite NFL team, a 6.9.
I like that.
Wine 'em, dine 'em, 6.9.
This is a 9.5 for me.
Are we interested in the train wreck aspect of it, or an actual thought that Michigan can win this game?
No. It's really just the first quarter and to see what the atmosphere is. And
you don't know what the atmosphere in Ann Arbor for
I mean, are they going to boom off the field if they suck? If he throws
it's going to be half empty? What are you doing there?
No, are they going to be, yeah.
What if he throws two picks in the first quarter?
Well, he's going to get subbed out. Here comes a car.
How short is the leash?
It's short.
What's the hook like?
Dude, when you out loud as the coach without telling the quarterback.
Is the stadium clock embedded in my picture the entire time?
In a press conference tell you that the job is not secure, and then you try to protect yourself and around everybody's job. You're telling me that if he has a pick and nothing else in the first quarter, he's getting yanked.
Yeah.
So I guess in that regard, I understand what he's saying with the atmosphere. I mean, it's interesting, right? Oklahoma's coming in with all of this, hey, they took a step, they hosted a playoff game, they blew the lead. All right, well, Mateer's back. Is he the first buff quarterback to take a team to a natty? Let's wait and see on this one. And, oh, by the way, we're all going to give up on Michigan if we're not already there anyway.
Oh, I'm already there. I have punted on their
side. And I don't blame you.
Yeah.
It's a Hail Mary to beat Western Michigan, but what if they come out and the defense, to their credit, did look stellar?
Yeah, it could be a low-scoring game.
If it's low-scoring, it gets weird. It's the bounce of a ball. That happens all the time. And Michigan beat Ohio State without a functional quarterback, so I'm not going to dismiss the idea completely.
Now I'll have you rank the best of the rest of these remaining games since we ran out of time. You jabronis. You got your college football pants on. I don't blame you. Here are the rest of the best of the rest. Which one, if I only give you one to watch, would you watch? Alabama on the road at Kentucky, 12:30 ABC. Arizona at BYU. By the way, some really fun comments from Arizona head coach about his time with Satake and Corvallis and how much fun they had and how fondly they think back. Brandon and Brent Brennan.
What a time.
Tennessee at Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech, bit of a dud in their opener. Mm-hmm. Tennessee freshman quarterback, but the game is in Atlanta. And last but not least, Iowa State at 4:30 on NBC.
Oh, rivalry game.
Rivalry game. That's not even counting Arkansas, Utah, but you know, that's a wait and see on Arkansas.
Yeah, of those, Will Stein will help you shine.
Of those four, you're going Kentucky, Alabama?
I'm probably going Kentucky, Alabama.
Okay.
You know, Arizona, nice story.
Out on Fafita?
I'm not out on Fafita. I think I'm out on them winning a big road game.
Okay. You need to see and prove it to me. Factor
BYU pretty loaded. They played a nobody last weekend, so who cares?
Yeah.
The Tennessee game,
freshman quarterback on the road.
Yeah, maybe there's something there, but I was incredibly
improvement
disappointed.
For Tech.
Georgia
maybe from
Tech
week
was
one to week two,
incredibly disappointing.
Yeah.
I just Alabama's going to be down a guard.
Yep.
On the starting offensive line,
should be a good atmosphere.
It's only a 10-point spread.
Yeah.
Will Stein I think he's a smart coach. I don't know if he's going to be a good coach, but I think he's a smart offensive mind. Yeah, dude, I think it's going to be a raucous atmosphere. And who's really good at being disappointing in games they probably should win?
Early in the year, especially.
Kalen DeBoer, looking at you. Keelan Russell was every bit the hype that they gave.
Yep.
Can he repeat that in what I think is going to be a hostile environment?
Against an SEC defense. Yeah. Swag agree, is that the game to watch?
Yeah. Want to see four? How many flasks are in the
That's a great line
section.
By Will Stein. That's how you endear yourself to the fan base. Everybody get boozed up and come on in, sneak your booze in too.
Sneak your booze in early. We want you in there early.
BYOB.
Not in the parking lot.
Yeah. Should be a fun little week two slate of college football. Starts tonight. Nice rivalry game tonight. Kansas and Missouri, where we talked about that one earlier. That is enough. Let's get to the National Football League. It fully kicks off this weekend. Games we're looking forward to. Storylines going into week one. We will spring the line at 927, 930, so get your fake sponsors in to the fan text line 503-864-6326. And NFL final hours next, 105.1 FM The Fam.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.